Newsbeat. Because we're talking about three letters linked to thousands of cancers a year.
H.
P.
V.
This is Newsbeat's Nabiha Parker, and those letters stand for human papillomavirus. And schoolboys are about to get jabs for it.
I had noticed a small lump on the right side of my neck, the size of a 10-pence piece.
Jamie had never even heard of it before until he was told he had it and got throat cancer.
It was like being on a roller coaster, having teeth extracted, having pre-planned x-rays and everything done for the radiotherapy. I went through 6 weeks of chemotherapy.
HPV is the name for a group of viruses, which you might not even know you have. But some cause things like genital warts and cancer.
I couldn't eat properly, I couldn't speak for a good 3 months, and I really couldn't swallow anything. I was struggling to swallow water.
It's been linked with cervical cancer for years, so girls have been getting vaccinated at school for over a decade. Now it's been confirmed boys will be able to do the same.
The human papillomavirus causes 5% of all cancers worldwide, and we have a vaccine that can prevent this virus. We were vaccinating girls, but we weren't vaccinating boys. Why were we doing that?
It's something Jamie's been campaigning about for years, after the virus was linked with other types of cancer.
I wouldn't want anyone to suffer any of the cancers. It's not just throat cancer, cervical cancer, anal cancer, pineal cancer, vulval cancer, head and neck cancer, genital warts. These are all things that can be prevented.
So, from September, 11 and 12-year-old boys will get the jab free in Scotland. For the rest of the UK, it's for boys aged 12 and 13. Older boys would have to pay for it, but girls up to 25 and gay men up to 45 can get it for free. The virus spreads through sexual touching, so for the best results, it needs to be given before they're sexually active.
Any form of sex, anal or vaginal, can cause it. Any skin contact in the genital area, even just the sharing of sex toys.
That's Dr. Zeeshan Qureshi.
HPV is spread quite easily, and in fact, most people get some type of HPV in their life, and because it often doesn't have any symptoms, it can be passed on unknowingly.
The vaccine lasts at least 10 years, and it's already been really successful. Around the world, it's thought to have halved the number of pre-cancerous lumps in women, and men have already benefited too, because the virus isn't being passed on as much.
The HPV vaccine is a modern-day miracle.
Researchers think it'll prevent almost 30,000 cancers in men in the next 40 years. That number's even higher for women, with 85,000 cases.
Yeah, it's great news, and it's been hard work, it's been a long slog, but I'm glad we got there. Newsbeat.